Today, we will guide you through the stars, providing information about relational astrology, as well as love nuances within each sign of the zodiac. Find out the lovers who you are most suited to and how the stars can influence your new relationship. This will be followed by a deeper look into the relationship between the mind and the heart in Tantra, and we offer you guidance into how to harmonize these two aspects within yourself. We end today's session with a wonderful heart meditation, the amplification of the fourth center of force, Anahata Chakra. Stay tuned together with our yogi hosts, Amaris, Tiger Lily, and Valentino.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. The main qualities of the zodiacal signs in relational astrology. Astrology lets us know how the human psyche is modeled by the astral energies that are mainly generated by the zodiacal constellations, Sun, Moon, and other planets of our solar system. Thus, we can become more aware of our qualities and lacks. We can know from what signs we have to learn and how to bring harmony to our relationships. Now, let's get to the point. The main qualities that we can assimilate from our relations with a native from a certain zodiacal sign, according to the specificity of the respective sign, are: from Aries, dynamism, intensity, passion, enthusiasm, childish purity, courage, efficiency, a great capacity to begin actions, to seize the moment and fully live it, carpe diem. From Taurus, voluptuousness, vitality, stability, tenaciousness, persistence, capacity to fully enjoy sensual pleasure and offer vital support. A sense of beauty, especially physical beauty. Calmness, patience, and hedonism. From Gemini, adaptability, flexibility, ingenuousness, intelligence, agility, especially mental agility. Eloquence, vivacity, playfulness, swiftness, fluency in writing and speaking, persuasion, and a good sense of correlation and communication. From Cancer, sensitivity, tenderness, gentleness, delicacy, protection, motherly protection, sentimentality, great depth of feeling and sensitivity to emotional nuances. From Leo, autonomy, self-determination, sovereignty, paternal authority, will, self-confidence, creativity, protective affectivity, generosity, radiance, elegance, and leadership. From Virgo, preciseness, accuracy, modesty, prudence, discretion, sense of order and moderation, great capacity of analysis and planning, a sense of detail, a vivid critical sense, and an aspiration towards purity as well as fidelity. From Libra, harmony, refinement, affection, soul-to-soul communication, good taste, grace, sympathy, sense of human relationships, diplomacy, courtesy, tactfulness, coquetry, a sense of human justice. From Scorpio, mystery, sensuality, magnetism, passion, the power of transformation and regeneration, magical power, seduction, depth of feeling and emotion, and aspiration. from Sagittarius. Joviality, savory optimism, frankness, sense of humor, sense of adventure, bon viveur, a sense of divine law, nobility, spiritual focus, morality, the capacity to guide and protect, and a philosophical orientation. From Capricorn, endurance, perseverance, responsibility, seriousness, earnestness, self-restriction, asceticism, sense of duty, detachment, impartiality, strictness, reserve. Aquarius, independence, originality, freedom, open-mindedness, altruism, human fraternity. Because Aquarius regards all of humanity as an immense brotherhood. Inventiveness, intuition, idealism, detached love, and global knowledge. And from Pisces, compassion, kindness, religious orientation, devotion, spirit of sacrifice, transcending individuality, and mystical states.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Love nuances and the main powers of the zodiac signs. In every zodiac sign, love is reflected in a particular way. Here is a brief description of the predominant nuance of love within each sign. Aries, the love at first sight, flashing love. Taurus, sensual, stable love. Gemini, the teenage love. Cancer, intimate love, the joy of being together. Leo, protective, kind-hearted love. Virgo, pure platonic love. Libra, soul-to-soul love, love for love's sake. Scorpio, deep, passionate love. Sagittarius, spiritualized love. Capricorn, responsible, mature love, love as a conscious assumption. Aquarius, friendly, detached love. Pisces, compassionate, mystic love. Knowing the sign of our lover, we can learn another aspect of the divine love, which overflows through all of us, and understand that we are only a part of a big whole. Also, every sign has a main power, which is an expression of its inner nature. So let's see now the fields in which every zodiac sign manifests its power. Aries, the power to begin an action. Taurus, the power to support. Gemini, the power to communicate. Cancer, the power to feel. Leo, the power to rule. Virgo, the power to analyze. Libra, the power to harmonize. Scorpio, the power to transform. Sagittarius, power to spiritually guide. Capricorn, the power to organize, power of detachment. Aquarius, the power of knowledge. Pisces, power of faith and divine sacrifice. These powers are, briefly speaking, the divine gifts of each sign. We can learn from our beloved and friends these lessons, becoming complete in our knowledge, more powerful in a divine sense, and more affectionate. We have to understand the power of the signs, and also we have to understand the way other people will love us, so that we can have more profound relationships that will lead us closer to God.
This is Tantra FM, A Step into Bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. The mind and the heart in Tantra Yoga. With the same factors that bring slavery to the ignorant man, the wise man can free himself from the pain of this world. The main principle is that these factors should be accompanied by a lack of difference between the mind and the heart, according to Advaita Siddha. The heart and the mind are two distinct parts of the human body, considered in the West as the main cause of psychic disturbances. But, and it is better that you understand this very well, though the body temple is made up of several parts, it represents an indestructible divine unity as a whole. We often say that the heart rules the mind when, for example, someone loses his or her control because of strong emotions. We also say that the head rules the heart when the mind is cold and calculated and not at all influenced by feelings. In both cases, one center dominates the other. This misunderstanding between the mind and the heart always produces problems among humans, and it is thus completely incompatible with ecstasy, which is free from selfishness and belongs to tantric love. In the mystical Oriental tradition, they have the idea to give up the lust and pleasures of the flesh in order to conceive the pleasures of the spirit. But in real life, this is a hopeless effort, mainly because of the fact that what is forbidden will eventually and inevitably rise to the surface at the wrong time. Tantra teaches us how to use all our physical, mental, and loving abilities on the way to final freedom. This is how we understand everything as a whole. Thus, emotions and passions can be turned into the joy of divine ecstasy. But such a transformation can only take place because of a strong connection between the head and the heart, between sense and emotion. The tantric image of this process can be expressed in a metaphor: the fire of emotion mixed with the waters of wisdom. The notion of mutual exchange and enriching emotions represents an essential phase of tantric erotic games. It makes the exchange of emotions and wonderful feelings between lovers a real possibility. Tantric love puts all aspects of emotions and of intellect together. It will lead the lovers to experience cosmic ecstasy by reaching the consciousness of the universal self. Where there is only lust, there is no freedom. Where there is no freedom, we cannot find pleasure. But pleasure and freedom from pleasure is in the hands of the one who is devoted to the Supreme Being, according to Kaula Araha Shia. Lose certain habits that limit you. Giving up certain negative habits, or in other words, giving up those attitudes that limit us from feeling deep happiness, can accelerate the evolution of the human being. When you notice that, you say or think, "But I cannot change this, I have always done it like that," then you should know that this is the first habit that you have to get rid of. Not being chaotic is your victory over negative habits. It is one of the most restrictive domains there is. Any act of will has a magical power, and it is a lot more efficient than an automatic process or something done with no real intention. The body has an extraordinary ability to adapt, even when it is, apparently, stiffened from rigid life conditions. The force necessary to make a change exists in every human being, but it is better not to wait for a crisis to appear in order to get rid of a negative habit. Our survival as a species depends on our capacity to change and adjust. Mental habits are a lot more difficult to change than physical ones, because they are never quite so obvious. Most of them exist because of how our parents or society have taught us. They limit our view on life and make us feel safe, though this is not at all true. They make us forget about our inner self and blur our power of comprehension and our conscience. This is dangerous for our intimate relations. Often we fight with others and do not understand them because we are not aware of these habits. In order to avoid this, it is important and necessary to have a strong will. A couple should have a strong will in order to change themselves, to progress, to evolve spiritually. When the initial fear of change is overcome, then you can experience new realities in life. Certain sexual restrictions throw a shadow on couple relations, and that is why Tantra requires absolute adaptability. All Oriental teachings on sexual mysteries underline the necessity of variation and spontaneity in life.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: amplifying the fourth center of force, Anahata Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Focus your attention on the middle of your chest, which represents the projection of Anahata Chakra in your physical body. The symbolical representation of Anahata Chakra is a lotus flower with 12 petals, symbolizing the 12 energy channels, or nadis, situated here. This chakra represents compassion, emotional tranquility, detachment, unconditional love, the consciousness of love, and empathic communion with other beings, abnegation, self-giving, and self-sacrifice. The element it resonates with is the subtle energy of the air. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: amplifying the fourth center of force, Anahata Chakra. Let us begin.
That concludes our broadcast. Have a nice day, everyone.